So let's continue on Kuf Ches on the base. All right, so let's take up some of the smaller points that we left off with. The first question is, what does it mean over here? Yidei Yayin Yotza Yidei Cheres Lo Yotza. Right? So that's the case where you you had the four kosos in the right order, but it was chai. It was not mazug. So the Rashbam says, and Rashi, it's not mitzvah shlema. Einzu mitzvah shlema. Right? They both have the same basic expression. Einzu mitzvah shlema, yeah. She'ein chashivus ela b'yayin mazug. Okay. All right, so we just mentioned, so what's the difference over here? What's the expression over here? Yidei cheres lo yotza. What does that mean, mitzvah b'shlemusa? And why is that different than, for instance, the another takana of cheres? Like haseba is a takana of cheres. And we say if you didn't without haseba, then you're not yotze. Yeah, so what do you say? Let's take the haseba. Now, by the haseba, what's the din? Why are you not? We say haseba is what? Is also derech cheres, right? That they would recline when they eat. Yeah, Gil.
So, are you asking how come?
Okay, so the point I'm trying to bring out over here is in terms of the definition of the mitzvah. Okay. In other words, the cheres plays a different role in each formulation of the mitzvah. Okay. And when we say you're not going to be yotze, it means you're not doing the mitzvah. That's what it means. So by the Dalet Kosos, what is the Takana? The Takana is Dalet Kosos Takinu Rabbanon. Why were they misnaking Dalet Kosos? Because Ribu Yayin, an idea of many cups of Yayin, reflects a quality of Cheres. So that's definitely part of the Tam. It's definitely part of the reason for instituting Dalet Kosos and Pirsa Manes, like we mentioned, Afein Hayivos Anes, so the women also have to drink Yayin, but the Iker, the Takana itself is Dalet Kosos. Okay, the Takana itself is Dalet Kosos. So the Gemara is saying like this, that Yayin She'eino Mazug has a shame yayin. Still has a shame yayin. So in terms of the takana, technically, you can't say the person wasn't yotze, because they were misakin kosos. Why were they misakin kosos? To bring out a certain idea of piersim and to reflect a certain state of cheres. But the takana itself is dalet kosos shel yayin. So if a person were to have the yayin she'eino mazug, so it means to say that he was over the takana itself, but since the yayin is of an inferior quality, he's not really in using the mitzvah to express its full purpose. He's lacking in really bringing out and expressing the full kiyum of the mitzvah. There's a certain. Well, I shouldn't use the word kiyum because that's a very ambiguous term. The word,
overused.
It's very equivocal. But because sometimes it means to be mekayim the mitzvah on its basic level. I was mekayim. Sometimes it means like an extra element that's above the basic kiyum. It means to like this. When it says you're not yotze cheres, that's indicating the idea behind the mitzvah. The mitzvah is instituted to produce a certain effect. But technically, there are technical definitions to the mitzvah. So technically speaking, will you yotze the takana of Dalet Kosos? Yes. But you did it in a way that didn't exemplify the purpose. It didn't. It didn't. It didn't uh, really. It wasn't in the derech, it wasn't in the way that that could have been that was the shleimusa. Why? Because the ik, because the yayin is there to reflect a certain idea of being free, being your own boss, like we say. People who are not considered to be their own boss don't lean at the Seder either. Like a Talmud b'fnei Rabbah doesn't lean. He's not. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have that ma'isa to reflect his own independence. But there is an idea of reflecting independence and ashiras. I mean, the idea that the whole meal is supposed to be the finest kalim that you have. So if a person does it in a way that's yayin she'eino mozeg, you can't say he wasn't mekayim the basic mitzvah of dalet kosos, what they did institute. But in terms of embodying the purpose of the mitzvah, that he failed. So the term that's used is he's yotze dalet kosos, meaning the takana of dalet kosos. He fulfilled the basic mitzvah. But cheres, which was the purpose of the whole takana, he's lacking in that. Because he's not using the mitzvah, he's not doing the maisa mitzvah in the way that would really give the purpose its full expression. But technically speaking, you can't say he wasn't yotze the mitzvah. It's like a similar case we're doing in Sukkah. The Gemara says that when you pick up a lulav, you're yotze. Right? But the Gemara says the nianuim is really considered like an extra component of the mitzvah. Right? The nianuim is you're shaking it back and forth and up and down. So what are the nianuim? The Gemara says it's to reflect why are you doing this mitzvah? Lemi she'av ruchlo shalel. So the Gemara says when you pick up a lulav, there's a mitzvah, there's a kiyum, there's an addition, there's like a non ma'akev element to picking up the lulav. You should pick up the lulav and demonstrate that the mitzvah is really in recognition of l'misha dalet ruchlo shalel. But technically speaking, if you picked up the lulav and you didn't do the nianuim, you'd be yotzei. So the Gemara says that's called shiori mitzvah, like the remnant of the mitzvah, the non-ma'akev part. But the Gemara says that is really the issue. Where it says that element of the shiuri mitzvah is where kapara, that's really where the kapara is. Why? Because there's an idea of the takana itself, there's an idea of the structure, the halachic structure of the mitzvah, but then there's the idea of what's behind the mitzvah, what's the purpose of the mitzvah. The purpose can't be incorporated into the structure. That's a different thing. Now it's especially, let's say by the lulav. You want to show, you have to say there's the Maisa mitzvah, but then there's a kiyum, there's a great perfection for the person to demonstrate that he understands that the purpose of all the mitzvahs is really to be Makir Hashem. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. So, if that were part of the mitzvah itself, then you'd have to do something else to show that he's doing the mitzvah to be Makir Hashem. It's not possible. Now, there's a certain element of the structure of the mitzvah itself, right? Here's the mitzvah. Do X, Y, and Z. Now, there's an important idea that when a person does the mitzvah, he should also reflect an idea that he knows why he's doing the mitzvah. You understand? So the nianuim reflect that. But that can't be part of the mitzvah, because then that would be part of the X, Y, and Z. Then he'd have to do something extra to show that he knows why he's doing that. You understand? You can never have... It's impossible to try to incorporate that very idea into the mitzvah. You understand? Let me explain this point. I think I'm going over it too fast. One more time, Gil?
Please.
Okay. Now, there's two things.
Why can't you have an action that shows you're Makir Hashem, but you're also chayav to do it?
Because we want to say that the mitzvah is to be Makir. The reason behind the mitzvah itself is to be Makir Hashem. So why am I doing this mitzvah? Not because I believe this mitzvah is a special action that's going to do something, right? Now, there's a very big difference in terms of how you approach the mitzvah. You can say, well, look, here's the technical mitzvah. The mitzvah says do X, Y, and Z. Why? Because if I do X, Y, and Z, it'll have some benefit. We'll get. Well, I'll get some benefit out of it. Maybe it'll protect me from evil. It'll whatever it is. There's certain all types of different reasons why people could do things. Okay, especially with the mitzvah, you'll see. Well, and this is really the essential question in mitzvah. There's a lot. Is it that you're doing something and therefore, yeah, like there's some other plane that you're accomplishing something on? Or do we say, no, the mitzvahs are all a method, they're all a means to give a person a certain perfection. What is the perfection of the mitzvahs? To be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize a certain subservience to the Borei Olam. Okay, of course there are you know, characteristics in each. It's not all the same. Not everything is just there are additional ideas and elements and nuances. But ultimately, we'll say that we pick up the lulav. Why? Because it's to do the Ratzon Hashem. Let's say, okay, and that itself is a perfection of man, to be osek in the Ratzon Hashem. So how do we reflect that with the actual chiyuv of the mitzvah itself, of the netila? We do an extra thing that's not part of the mitzvah to reflect, why am I doing that mitzvah? Because it's an idea of being makir, misha bara olam, or misha dal ruchos shelo. So in other words, you have to have the two elements. You have to have the mitzvah itself, the technical maisa mitzvah, and then like an expression of what the purpose of the whole thing is. Okay? But the expression of the purpose can't be the mitzvah itself, because then the whole point is there's the Shulchan Aruch definition of how I'm yotzei the mitzvah, and then like a commentary on it, right? So it has to be two separate parts. There has to be, if the ni'anum were part of the mitzvah itself, then that would all be part of what I'm doing. And then it wouldn't. And then I would say, well, that itself is part of what I'm doing. It's not a limud on itself. It's not a reflection on itself. I say I have to do this. Why? Because I have to do this maisa to the dalet ruchos. Because then it's going to be yotzei the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is. And why are you doing the mitzvah? Well, you don't know that yet. That's not explained in the maisa. Yeah. So in other words, the point is like this. But the point I'm trying to make is that there's a difference between the technical maisa mitzvah that you're yotzei and a certain idea of what's behind the mitzvah, a certain idea of the purpose of the mitzvah. So the Gemara says by the ni'anuim are really like the Torah is giving you an element over there to reflect that a person should really think about what's behind the mitzvah. Matter of fact, and that's what the Gemara says. That's really the ikar. The ikar is the perfection that you get from thinking about the mitzvah. The perfection that you get from the avoda. Not that that's like we say by karbanos. It's a nachas ruach. It's a what? It's a nachas ruach shenasa ratzoni. The main thing is the ratzon, right? Are you guys doing that in the navi? Navi always says you think God wants the karbanos, doesn't want all the karbanos. He wants you to be obedient to His word. So to bring a carbon that's a baal mom, and you think you're going to make God happy, that's a distortion of the whole idea of what a mitzvah is. Mitzvah is not something that is to satisfy some kind of a desire or need in God. Chas v'shalom, that's the derech avodah zarah. We say no. It's really for our benefit. The benefit is to be osek in a certain avoda. But the point is, I just brought it in our Aruch. It's not the same exactly. I'm just trying to demonstrate the point. There's a difference between the Maisa mitzvah and the purpose of the mitzvah. Over there, you see it that it's expressed in the Torah, in the halacha, that you should do this extra element. But over here too, the idea of the mitzvah itself is the Dalet Kosos. What's behind it? What's it for? What is it supposed to demonstrate? What is it supposed to bring to mind? An idea of Cheres. So if a person does it in a derech that's below the finest grade, so technically he was yotzei the mitzvah, but he was not really involved in expressing the purpose. So that's why that's how the Gemara explains it. Derech, he's yotzei, what is it called? Dal kosos, Is that what it says? What is that?
Yotze
Yayin. So here it means the Kosos, but not Cheres. Because Cheres is what's behind the mitzvah. Cheres is what the mitzvah is aiming for. But it's not the Takana itself.
It's like the halacha key into that?
It's like the halacha key into that, correct.
You're saying that there's that is such a thing though, like being in line with the time somehow? It's like halacha key recognized as a key in the mitzvah?
Yes. Yes. Correct. Correct. But by Haseba, what is the what that itself is the Takana. That itself is the Takana. The Takana is to drink it Biderech Cheres. Cheres is not the reason. Cheres is not some tam of the thing. It is the mitzvah. So the point is, sometimes Cheres, if Cheres is the tam of the Takana, but the Takana itself is Dalet Kosos, so then you'll be Yotze Dalet Kosos, but not Yotze Cheres. Meaning to say you're not Yotze the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. But by Haseba, that is the Takana. To drink it, Derech Cheres, to eat the matzah, Derech Cheres. So if I didn't do Haseba, I wasn't Yotze the Takana itself. I didn't eat Derech Cheres.
You can't say that.
Dalet Kosos, they said, have Dalet Kosos, because that will create an effect of Cheres. But the Takana itself is Dalet Kosos. Haseba is the takana of the derech achila. But it's an interesting thing, is that there's an interesting question. There's a shita, the ravya. I don't know if you're familiar with the shita of the ravya, but the shita of the ravya is that bizman hazeh, since nobody eats derech with haseba, there's no mitzvah haseba anymore. So the Mishnah Berurah mentions the Ravya. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that women, Bizman Hazeh, don't lean because they're somech on that Shita. So what's the Ravya Shita? Because even though the halacha is an Isha Chashuva should lean, and then all women are Chashuvas, Bizman Hazeh, or so they tell us. So therefore we have to say, so the question is, why don't they lean? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because they're somech on the Ravya. Alright, so there's two questions. Why aren't we somech on the Ravya? And what's the Ravya's Shita? What's the Machlokas? Everyone else argues with the Ravya. So everyone else is good. It's like we're saying. It's simple. The Takana is Haseba. Can you lean? Yeah, you can lean. So you're Yotze the Mitzvah Haseba. Okay, it's true when they instituted Haseba, it meant something different. But that's the Takana. The Takana now is to lean when you eat. So it's true, maybe the reason is gone, but that's an old story. Anytime you have a takana and the tam is gone, we don't abolish the takana automatically. That's what we did a few years ago. You need another basin to come along and undo the takana. Even a takana that doesn't, even if the tam doesn't apply. So possibly they'll say like this. Maybe we'll say like this. That the Ravya is learning. They didn't say lean, per se. They didn't say lean, per se. Okay, good. I started you off. Now, go ahead. Finish that. In other words, they took a feature of Suda. Okay? They took a feature of Suda. If you read the Gemaras, like in the office, They were very elaborate Suda ceremonies, right? It wasn't just fast food. There was no fast food. Everyone had a shulchan. They had all the mita. They used to have courses and all types of different ceremonies. And the Gemara says the Persians had a very elaborate derech achila. And then they were praised for that. Okay. But it means, but what I'm trying to say is like this. They said there is an entity that's a component of Seudas Cheres. It's like an institution that existed. There was actually a present existence, conceptually, in the structure of Suda, there existed an institution of Derech Eretz. And the Takana was to use that entity. Okay? To engage in the institution of Suda Derech Eretz. But if that thing doesn't exist anymore, we can't engage it. It would be like if the Chachamim said, take a certain tool, and they just don't exist anymore. They just don't exist anymore. They're gone. In other words, the leaning is not a halacha of orient your body in a certain perpendicular way to the ground. It wasn't a din. Good definition, Avi? Yeah. It wasn't a din of the Tzuras HaGuf. It was a din to engage an entity that existed. To engage a certain real institution. But if that institution doesn't exist, there's no way for us to engage it. We can't engage an artifact.
What are you calling an institution? Or
the institution was the Suuda. It was a societal reality. It was a societal reality that there existed a certain prototype of Suudas, of a Choshev Suuda, of a Choshev Suuda, and the Takana was to engage that the Choshev Seuda. When they were Mesakein Haseba, it was not a takana of the guf. It was not a takana purely of how you orient your body, but it was a chiyav to engage Haseba as an institution, the institution of Haseba. Take for your Seuda the institution of Haseba that exists in reality and utilize it for the Seuda. But if it doesn't exist, there's no way for us to engage it.
But if there should be another one, would you say engage it?
No, because the Takana was Haseba. As it exists, Haseba as it is. But we don't have Haseba as it is anymore. In other words, it would be like this. It means to say that in those days, Haseba meant something to every person. It had a meaning. It had an existence. It had a reality. It wasn't simply a position. It wasn't just a position of the body. It was like engaging in something. So they said, engage in that Seuda. The Takana of Haseba was lean, not as a Maisa of the body, but as an engaging in the certain entity. But how did they engage in that entity? How was a person in those days able to engage in the Seuda Secheras, in the Seuda Chashuva? By assuming the position of Seuda Chashuva. That became a certain type of an activity. Okay.
For all time.
No, for them.
Okay, that's what I was.
For them, but we don't have it anymore. It's not possible. It's not possible. I'll give you an example. Like, let's say, if I'm standing on the mound in Yankee Stadium and there's a batter in the box, right, and I throw the ball 90 miles an hour, that's a pitch, right? That's a pitch. But if it's an empty place, nobody's there, and I'm just standing on a pile of dirt and I throw the ball, it's not a pitch. Okay? So the physical action I can do anywhere, but it's not engaging a certain institution unless there's a reality to it. You understand? I can do a physical action wherever I am. I can do that physical action of throwing a ball from a mound. But What is its significance? That depends on the reality of the situation. So when I'm on the mound in the stadium with the batter in the box, it's not just throwing a ball. It's an institution of a pitch. I'm engaging in a certain part of a greater entity of the game. Right? So if I say you should pitch, if I say you have to pitch a ball, it wouldn't mean replicate this action in another. That's not a pitch. That's just throwing a. That's just doing a certain action. You understand? So when they said over here lean, they didn't say lean. They said engage in the maisa of seuda chashuva. Engage in that maisa of seuda chashuva via the leaning. But if it doesn't exist, then I'm just like a crazy guy throwing a ball in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
He's not really
Ravia would agree that if it came back into vogue, we would have to do it for sure. He's not saying it was bottle. He's saying it's no longer available.
And if it did become available, if it was the way, then we would do it again. 100%.
Avi?
So is that the same as...
In other words, the machlokas, to put it simply, between the Ravia and the other Rishonim, is when they were masakein haseba, were they masakein it as a maisa haguf, which is always available as long as you have a guf, or were they misaking it as a maisa su'uda? And if there's no reality to haseba in a su'uda b'zman hazeh, there's no haseba, there's no possibility to do that type of a su'uda. We don't have that kind of a su'uda. I can't butla daite eto kolotam. We can't just say I'm going to eat the su'uda of haseba when there is no such thing as that. So what does it mean that the women rely on it and not the men? So this I heard from my father, I think from the Grizz. He says, because by Haseba there's really two kiyumim. There's a kiyum of Cheres, and there's also a kiyum of demonstration. So I think the Grizz wanted to say that in terms of the Cheres, so that's the Rabbanon, we could rely on the Ravya. But laharos is a mitzvah on the men, is on a mitzvah on a man to teach his son to demonstrate. That's a mitzvah on the ish. So that he has to still be mekayim, a suffix. That we don't rely on the ravia. We don't rely on the ravia for the demonstration part, but for the cheres part you do something like that. Okay, it's a good question. What does it mean as ma'akev? It's not such a simple thing, because, like I said before, the takana wasn't simply you have to eat baseba, right? Because then, according to the ravia, nobody would be yotzi today, right? And then also the gemara says a talmud in front of his rebbe doesn't have to do it. How can he be yotzi? Yeah.
Still has to eat.
So you're only not going to be yotze, it seems, if you're mevatel the mitzvah of haseba. But if the gavra could be ochel derech haseba and refrains, then he's not yotze. Why? That's a good question. In other words, they were misakein, not saying plain shot as Yosef the Raisa, of course, but they were misakein a separate takonas achilas haseba. And if that is existent and you're not you don't do it, then you're mevatel the takana, and you have a chiyuv to do it again.
Possible that with the institution of.
So what's the second question we're working on? Second question is yidei yayin yotza, yidei arbakosos lo yotza, right? That if you drank them bevasachas. So for our purpose, it doesn't matter which vasachas we mean right now, right? We're working on a different havamina. It's an interesting question that the Gemara says if you drank the dalakosos in the derech that you're not yotza dalakosos, basically not al haseder, or according to Rashi in one big cup. Then you'll still yotze your chiyuv of yayin. What's the chiyuv of yayin? So Tosfos and the Rashbam explain the chiyuv of yayin is the chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov. So in other words, there's a havamina that if I there's a havamina to say that if I'm not yotze dalad kosos, I'm also not yotze Simchas Yom Tov. Even though Simchas Yom Tov, like you mentioned last week, has nothing to do with kos, right? In the midst of Simchas Yom Tov, every Yom Tov, there's no chiv of a kos. You can drink it, you can lap it up off the table. I don't know. You have your yayin. So why over here would you say that when they institute the dalad kosos, you're not even going to be yotze the basic mitzvah of shasiyas yayin, Simchas Yom Tov? Yeah. Go ahead. So let's think it out together then, okay? Let's think it out together. Because the maskana makes perfect sense. Yain is an inyan simcha. Yain is anachli manor. So that goes by the drinking. The person drank a revius of yain, however much it is, he has that effect of simcha. It's simcha al yidei yain. What more could the halacha demand of you? What's the hav mean to say you're not yotze? So what? Yeah. Let's yeah, go ahead.
No.
Oh. So let's just think it through like this. In other words, let's just take the case where the guy drank the yain. And he didn't drink the four kosos. He didn't have the kiyum of the dal kosos. So what halachically, what state is the gavrei? Halachically, what can we say about him? What can we say about him and what can we not say about him? In other words, the Havamina is saying that this guy is in a certain state right now that lends a problem, that makes a certain question. Is he yotze his chiyav simchas yom tov al yidei yayin? So we have to define what kind of a state he's in right now.
Lacking gula, maybe?
No. Nothing fluffy.
Like
nothing fluffy.
Drink the wine if he didn't fulfill the arbakosas?
Let's put it this way. In terms of shasiyas yayin, what can we definitively say about this guy? Let's take the guy who drank all four kosas. What can we say about him about shasiyas yayin? How does he relate to shasiyas yayin?
Would he be in the same way as the...
He's done. He's done.
He's done. That's what you were looking for. Okay. How did none of us come up with that? Okay, fine.
Does this man have any obligation to drink any more wine?
No.
No. As a gavra, he has completed his shame of a shasoi. He's completed his shame of a drinker. He has no further obligation to drink. He cannot say about him... He's lacking shasiyah. But if a person has a chiv of dalad kosos, and he only drank one kos, I don't care if that kos took him, I don't care if that was a four kos. I don't care how big that kos was, I don't care how many kosos he knocked down for that first kos. But as a gavra, is he definitively done drinking? Can we say that he has done a maisa that has rendered him a shasoi, someone who has drunk in the past? No! He still is osik in shasiya. He still has an obligation to keep drinking.
So what?
I don't know.
Right.
I'm just saying. If you want to approach this problem, you want to try to give an idea. Okay, you've got to think what is lacking in this guy in terms of shasiya
siyayin. Isn't that backwards though?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's exactly how we go backwards.
Why don't you define what Simchas Yom Tov is? So it would be not Yotze versus Yotze, no?
Simchas Yom Tov is to drink Yayin. Simchas Yom Tov is Al Yidei Shasiyas Yayin. So we have to know, was he a drinker or not? That's what we have to know.
I'm saying the question comes about the fact that we're...
But our problem is, and then we have to think in, why did we have a problem?
So I'm saying, shouldn't together the problem, we should redefine what Simchas Yom Tov means here on Lel Pesach?
To get out of the problem, we just have to look at all the facts honestly and try to just shake anything loose that we can. Just shake it as hard as you can and just see what drops.
So reckless.
Yeah, it's reckless. You have to be free. So if the mitzvah has to do with drinking wine, I have to just see, is there anything I can shake out of here that I can say, in terms of drinking wine, this guy didn't do it. When he drank... Look, the Havamina, our problem with the whole Havamina is that we're just thinking about it as just a Maisa Shasiyah. He did the Maisa, and he's Yotze, like any other Maisa in the Tilatils. Lilith picked it up, he's Yotze. But we need to find some room to see where there's a question. So I'm just showing you. You have to look for a place that I can say, in some way, he's lacking in shasiyas yayin. The mitzvah is not simcha. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. But the chiyuv is a maisa of shasiyas yayin.
So why didn't he do that? That's our question. Right?
That's our question.
Right.
That's our question. So you
don't have to say that something different than just shasiyasayin. No.
Well,
or else how do you have the problem? Or?
How do you get it wrong? Well, let me ask you this: the way I put it, give a different perspective on the Gavra and Shasiyas Yayin.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we gotta see. You don't know where these things are gonna lead. No? Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You can't blame the guy who puts down the first step. He didn't put down the second step.
No.
But we kind of weird. Unless I. If
yeah. So in terms of Kiddush, I meant to show you this. Can you grab me the air quickly? In terms of the question of Kiddush, we were discussing the difference between Kiddush and Dalet Kosos. Is interesting Rashi and Erevin, because the Gemara says in Erevin, the Gemara has a question: why don't you make Kiddush on Yom Kippur? The Gemara wants to know.
Oh, if you have to eat.
No, stop Kiddush. Just be Mekadesh the Yom.
Oh,
right. So the Gemara says you alakos. So the Gemara says why not? So the Gemara says you can't, because no one can drink the kos. Okay. Or you might maybe give it to a cotton. Then he goes, no, you give it to the cotton. Then he'll think when he becomes a bar mitzvah that you make kiddush and he'll drink it. But anyway, I just want to show you guys. Rashi says we were talking about why you drink the kos. So Rashi says that he says lisvi liyinuka. See, that's halacha. You're allowed, if you make kiddush in general, you don't have to drink the kos yourself. You can just give it to a kid to drink. Right. So Rashi says, why? Because it's only an isser not to have the kos be drunk from. Because it's a ginai lekos shel bracha shlo yehene adam yimenu la'alter. A strange Rashi says, because then that the brachas birkas hayayin of bor pir gafim will be shlo latzarach. I was a little bothered by Rashi there. What do you mean? So don't say the bor pir gafim. But the point is that you drink from the kos because it's a genai that you're going to use the kos, and it's not going to be use the kos for the bracha, and then it's not going to be used. So even if a kid drinks from it, it removes that genai. But dalet kos is not like that.
No, my question now is different.
Okay, so we'll think about it a little bit. But I'm telling you, my approach would be like this. I'm telling you this, that there's a havamina in the Gemara, according to Tosfos. The havamina is like this, that the chiyuv of Simchas Yom Tov is to render the gavra a shasoi ayidei yayin. In other words, the maisa is, it's true, the maisa is shasiya, but there's a kiyum in the gavra of being a shasui. So normally, one revius is a maisa shasiya that will qualify the gavra as a shasui, because there's nothing that's going to prevent that designation from being fulfilled. Because normally, if I do the action, once I do the action of drinking, I can say I drunk, and it's reflexive. It defined me. I defined myself. But if I have an obligation to keep going, I can't say that definition was chal. In other words, the havamina was that the mitzvah of shasiyas yayin is in terms of the maisa defining the gavra. So tonight they imposed upon the gavra many more drinkings. Then you can't say that he has fulfilled that shame in the gavra because of the separate mitzvah of dalet kosos. In terms of the maisa, of course he did it. But did the maisa complete a definition in him? No. So that's what I'm trying to show you. You break it up and you say, look, what did he do and what is he lacking? He did a maisa, but did the maisa define him? No, because his definition is incomplete because he has more things to do. Then you try to back that into the Havamina Maskana. If it works, good. If it doesn't, try cramming it a little harder. If it still doesn't work, no, I'm just kidding. Okay.